So we are nearing. Okay, so we're nearing the end of our 41 prayers of Bodhisattvas. We're on number 40. So it says, may all beings attain the seven jewels of an exalted. Oh. It says, of an exalted beings. No, not good English. Of an exalted being. The seven jewels are faith, ethical conduct, learning, generosity, integrity, consideration for others, and discriminating wisdom. Okay? And so this is the prayer of a bodhisattva when seeing someone engaged in business. Now this is interesting, you know, seeing somebody engaged in business, and then you think, may all beings cultivate the seven jewels of an exalted being. Yeah? Because people, when they do business, are usually wanting physical jewels. But physical jewels, you know, on a spiritual level, don't do much for you. And after death, all of our material wealth stays here. But it's our spiritual jewels that come with us as we go on. And so they talk about these 10 Arya jewels, 10 jewels of the noble ones. Okay, so the first one is faith. Now, faith is not a very good translation of the Buddhist word that we're talking about. We don't really have a very good English translation. Sometimes we say trust, sometimes we say confidence. It's kind of, you know, a blend or a mixture of all of them. It's a mind that is very, that sees the good qualities in something that's worthy of admiration, such as the three jewels or the path to enlightenment, something like this, and has trust and confidence in that path, and that then it functions in order to keep your mind very open and receptive to hearing teachings, and to help your mind generate some kind of spiritual aspiration. So that's very important, because we can see if we don't have any faith, then the mind's kind of dry, and then even if we come to teachings, if we have no faith in the three jewels, in the path, in the teacher, then we're kind of sitting there, well, yeah, okay, what do you have to say? And then whatever whatever they say, we respond with, oh yeah, you know, try and make me believe that stuff. you know, faith is a very good quality, but it, in Buddhism, it doesn't mean blind faith. It doesn't mean that you just say to yourself, well, I believe it, and you have no good reason for believing it. Not at all, you know. Actually, faith in Buddhism is we should investigate the teachings and, you know, think about them, and if they make sense, and if they help us when we practice, then we gain faith in that way. Okay, so the faith is grounded on something. It's not just kind of, well, got to have some faith in something, or, you know, this is my friend's refuge, or something like that. Okay, so there's reasons behind it. But it is a very open and receptive mind that is very helpful to us on the path. So there's three different kinds of faith. I'll talk more about those three different kinds tomorrow.